The log is off.
Good evening. Good evening.
How's it going?
Yes, I'm pleased to say that me husky sexy voice has got huskier and sexier. So you're in for a real treat talking to us tonight. My karaoke cough has turned into Benidorm bronchitis. So I'm feeling a bit sour. But I will persevere. Everything will be fine.
Do you think that's off overdoing it, or do you think you did catch something?
No, I've spoken to some of the other guys as well, and they've got exactly the same cough, so we've obviously spread it around each other. In some
you haven't got cold sores, have you?
we haven't been kissing each other. Although I've got to say, actually, there was a lot of man kissing went on, to be fair. There was a lot of I love yous going on.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah,
not wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what you go away
2024,
for.
2024, isn't it?
Self-adoration, isn't it?
Yeah.
Self-love? No, not self-love. That's
different.
That's different. Yeah, sorry. There was no self-love going on. We were sharing.
You weren't there long enough. Yeah.
So I've got a treat in store for you for this this beer. You're going to have to be wary, mate, because this one could blow your tiny little mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's a big boy, is this. So I'm going to go straight into the beer this time, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay.
We usually have a little bit of a round robin, but I think I need to set the scene with this one quite quickly.
Yeah.
So I've got for you a Polly's Wind Fever. And after you've drunk this, you might be having wind fever, that's for sure.
I've just seen the percentage.
Yes.
So which this I haven't noticed until now.
This is a triple IPA. What's a triple IPA, Dan?
It's got three
IPAs. Hops. Well done. No. It hasn't got three hops. It's got three IPAs, but never mind. This one's made out of Kashmir and Idaho 7 hops, and it's a triple IPA, which means it's a big boy, and it's 10%.
I've asked this before, but does triple mean it's more alcohol or more... like
yeah,
flavor,
more alcohol. So double IPA goes up to about 8% ish, and then over 10% is a triple IPA, and you can get a quad IPA now, which is like 12% or something.
12% beers.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, there's a few there. So this one is this one's by Polly's, who are a Welsh brewery, and they are really, really good. They're consistently good. This one will be absolutely. I reckon it's going to blow your socks off with hops. I reckon it's going to be seriously, seriously hoppy. It'll be a bit murky. It'll be very, very flavoursome. So if you're in the know, and if you're a beer man, this is commonly referred to as a tipper triple IPA.
Yeah, I've seen what they've done there. Very clever.
So this one's made with Kashmir hops and Idaho 7. So without being a bit of a beer wanker, this is like a lemony, limey, peachy, tangerine-y type of hop. Kashmir is a really nice one. I reckon it'll be really, really hoppy, this. And then we've got Idaho 7, which is like a tropical one as well. So I reckon it's going to be really, really tropical and really grapefruity, this.
Right, So there's going to be lots of flavour, basically.
Lots of flavour, a bit murky, more hops than you've ever hopped before.
Can art.
Yeah, I was going to say what you think of the can.
It's all right, isn't it? I don't understand what it's trying to portray. From Wales?
Yeah. I don't know, mountains maybe? Wind? Is it an abstract of the wind? Who knows?
I guess.
Oh, smell that bad boy.
Wow, that's hoppy.
You will see me turn around and cough occasionally. Sorry, that's the Benidorm bronchitis.
I will pour in, big boy.
Cheers.
Oh, I wasn't expecting. It's like soup.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wowzers. So there's a lot in there, isn't there? I think you're going to enjoy this one.
I tell you what, when I picked the can up, I was like, it's going to be one of them. Okay, that beer, but now
no, I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be good. These So one of the things that's on my bucket list is to go to Japan, because Japan have started specializing in like really, really thick tippers like this. They're getting like loads and loads of alcohol into theirs, like 25% plus.
They love a drink, the Japanese, like, don't they?
Oh, they're absolutely mad for it. I've got a meeting with some Japanese people on Monday. Tuesday. Yeah, so it's going to be really fun because it's really, like, quite formal, and I'm, like, the least formal person ever, so it's going to be quite interesting.
Shall we have a go, then? See what's like.
Cheers.
Cheers. Man alive.
That took me breath away.
I don't even know how to describe that, mate. I have no idea.
I think meaty is the word.
It's, yeah.
Absolutely meaty as you like. Wowzers. Right, I'm just getting the rest of the can in there. I feel instantly pissed.
It's not too boozy, though, is it? You can taste it, but it's not like, whoa.
It's not crazy booze, but
that
wowzers.
Is incredible. It's, do you know what that's like? Stay with us on it. It's almost like beer stock. Do you know what I mean?
If you were going to cook a nice spaghetti bolognese, you might top it up with your beer stock.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get Nora on the line and start cubing it.
That's what it is, though, isn't it?
I know what you mean. It looks like on the, if this was on the colour scale, it would look like a jar of chicken stock.
It's got a bit of a savouriness to it.
Yeah, it's got a real savouriness to it, massive savouriness to it.
Wow, that's incredible. I didn't think I was going to like anything like this.
Can we just pause a second? So would you ever have gone into a supermarket and bought this beer then?
I think the percentage would have put us off, and I think I would have gone, that's going to taste like flowers. So no.
It doesn't really taste that florally though, does it? It tastes really hoppy, but it's not like floral.
That's really good. Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but you probably have an idea.
this might surprise you, this, because this might almost be on the edge of where I like to be with beer. This is almost a little bit too far for me.
Is it? You're edging.
Yeah, I'm edging. this is like a rim shot for me in terms of beer. I didn't mean it like that. You're being dirty, and I didn't mean it like that.
You know what you said? There's a quadruple. You must have had one of them, right?
I've had one of them, yeah. They're like this, to be fair, but they're a bit too stronger. When I said, and I feel I need to justify what I meant by rim shot there. So this is a rim shot in the one where it's you've thrown your basketball, it's bounced off the ring, but it's still gone in. Because you think, yeah, it's all right. But it nearly didn't go in.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean there.
It wasn't dirty. It wasn't rude. I'm not. Yeah, my mind's not in the gutter like yours.
You've pulled it around with a sports analogy. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, you were talking before about your bucket list. Have you got a bucket list?
Have I got... I think there's definitely some things I would like to do before I die. Oh, shit, that's a bucket list, isn't it?
Yes. Thanks for the definition of bucket list, knobhead.
I think so. But I think it probably changes all the time as well.
Do you know what pisses me off? When people say things like swimming with dolphins and that. It's like, that's shite. Like, here's one of mine, which if you said this to me 2 years ago, I would have said, no, I'm not doing that. It sounds shit. I want to go to Vegas.
Why did you not fancy it before?
Nah, it looks tacky as hell. But I don't know what it is. It's, as I've got older, I suppose, it looks better now.
So I managed to get a boys' trip to Benidorm. What do you think we could do for a boys' trip to Las Vegas? Do you think that's going to go down?
No. Well, the thing is, I think if I was going to go to Vegas, I'd want a little bit of, like, dollar to go crazy.
Yeah, but I think the levels of craziness there are like crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, so gambling wise, I'm not poor, but I can't justify throwing away money on gambling at all. It just doesn't compute in my head. If I have a flutter, I have like £10 for the whole day, and that's it.
Yeah, but this is your bucket list, so you're not going to be a fadge on your bucket list, are you?
I don't know. Las Vegas is beyond my bucket
list. You're going to play 20p slots on your bucket list.
Who might come away with $1 million, Dan? Who might come away with $1 million?
I'm going on the high rollers, right? I'm putting $500 in.
Mate, it's about $20,000 a game.
But that's what I want to do. That's my bucket list.
But isn't a bucket list got to be achievable?
Well, yeah, I could save up $20,000 in the next 20 years.
Well, you're going to go to Las Vegas. You're going to have one hand of blackjack.
$20,000 on black? Shit.
Did you see that? You ever see that guy in the... it went on the internet, obviously, who did... he bet all his possessions. He sold all his possessions and his house and everything for a black or red on at the casino. Guess what happened?
Did he lose?
No, he won, actually. It's quite a famous video, that, now.
Yeah.
But so, bucket list for me, I think. I would really like to go with the wife to Japan. We've just been talking about Japan. But I'm quite fortunate that I've travelled a lot with work, so I have been to Japan before. But I would really like to go with the missus to Japan. I think she'd really love it. I think we'd have a really good time. Have I ever told you the story about being in an earthquake in Japan?
No.
So I was staying in Yokohama. Is that cancelled territory?
No, you just said the word. It was borderline, like it was a rim shot.
So I woke up in the middle of the night. And like, you know, when you're so disoriented, you don't know where you are. So I'd been traveling around quite a lot. So I barely knew what country I was in at this point. I'd been like on the road for like 3 or 4 weeks or something. So I didn't know where I was. I was woken up in the middle of the night like, shit, in an earthquake. I was on like the 27th floor of this hotel or something. Absolutely shit me pants. Shit me pants so much that I ran down to reception, got the lift down to reception. In me pants.
I don't think you're supposed to use lifts in earthquakes, are you?
I got down to reception, panicking like fuck, in me pants. And there's this woman sat at reception like that.
Is everything all right, sir?
It's like, there's an earthquake. She said, oh, no, that's not an earthquake. That's fine. You can go back to bed, sir.
What was it on the old Richter scale?
I don't know. It was so minor for them. They didn't even acknowledge it as an earthquake.
But the thing is, like, in this country, like, we don't have earthquakes. So I would imagine that was quite scary.
Yeah, it was. I was absolutely petrified. I woke up like...
Like a
mild panic of this thing. I didn't know where I was, so I was really disorientated, trying to work out where I was. It was horrible. It was horrible. So yes, that was my Japan story. But yeah, that would be a bucket list one for me. And I also think my other bucket list one would be to swim with dolphins. No.
Do you think dolphins go, before I die, I want to swim with the human?
I went to SeaWorld in Florida with the...
You've got a fucking brilliant story about SeaWorld.
Which one?
The one where they were... Right, you told me the story about SeaWorld where they were doing something for, like, Veterans Day or something.
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell that story now.
I'd totally forgotten about that. So I went with my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and Carol and the girls. And we're in Sea Life, waiting to watch the abused whales, and they came over the microphone. If there is any veterans here that would please make yourself known and stand up, we would like to show you our appreciation for all you do. Please stand up. My brother looked at us, just stood up. So then all of a sudden the whole arena started applauding and clapping and standing up and cheering for them. And he's like, in his Union Jack shorts.
That's stolen valor, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm like, Bob, you're not in the army. He's like, oh, is this for the army?
Mate, they go mental with people who like pretend to be in the army. Have you seen that guy getting, who like phones people up and shit and goes mental with them?
Honestly, he was getting like pats on the back and stuff, and people shaking his hand and stuff like that because they were so proud of him.
Bob's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Prove it. I'd forgotten about that one. There was, I think, so the other thing that I think would be on my bucket list is I'd really, really, really like, this is probably quite attainable, I think, as well. I'd really like to go and have a fish pedicure.
A fish pedicure?
You know, when they eat your feet. You know, when you're dangling.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot. That was a big thing a few years ago, wasn't it, where people would stick their monkey feet in a fucking fish tank.
I think that was the big problem. I think, like, people were, like, putting their manky feet in bowls of water.
That can't be on your bucket list.
Yeah, why not? Because it doesn't have to be big.
You can do that now. That's like going, I'd like to go in a sauna.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help me bronchitis, the sauna. But,
it doesn't have to be big.
It doesn't have to be big to be on a bucket list.
So here's one of mine. I'd love to go, it would probably have to be the States or somewhere in Eastern Europe, and go on a proper gun range. Like proper shooting pistols and automatic rifles and stuff like that.
So I can't remember. I've had this conversation recently. Was it the last podcast where we talked about guns and shooting?
No, I don't think we ever talked about guns.
So I must be talking to someone else. So I've been to a shooting range in Houston.
Of course you have. Billy Big Time.
Houston, Texas. I've been to three different ones. One of them's a downtown one, which was really posh. And you go in, and there's like a wall of guns behind the counter. You know, like in Commando, when he goes in and robs the shop. It's like that. Yeah. Like that. So you go in, and so it starts at the top, and there's like machine guns and stuff on the top. Then it goes down to like semi-machine guns. Then it goes down to like, what's that gangster rapper pistol that they all used? Oh, what was it called? Desert Eagles are there. And then it goes down into handguns. And all you have to do to get in there is say, I'm just here to go shooting. And they just let you in. You hire a gun off them from that board. And they basically say, do you know how to use this? And I'm like, no, I've never shot a gun in my life. So they very quickly, in about a minute, tell you how to load it and shoot it. And then they give you a packet of bullets and off you go into the shooting range. That's
a
it.
A packet of bullets.
A packet of a box of bullets.
Two packets of bullets, please, sir.
It's literally like that, honestly. It's unbelievable. Mate,
if you lived in the States, would you own a gun?
100%. If it was somewhere like where it's really common. Like there's some states that are quite conservative, aren't there? So I probably wouldn't there. But if it was like Houston, yeah, 100%.
I even know what gun I'd get.
Go on.
Beretta.
Have you studied this?
Yeah, so I think they're called a 72S Beretta. So it's the ones that used by the Italian army. And also it was Riggs' gun and lethal weapon.
Jesus Christ, mate. You're shocking us here.
I could be wrong on the model. It might be in the 92S. I can't remember the name of the model, but...
You've literally got serial killer written all over you.
we went to the air rifle range in Washington, because Washington's got an excellent air rifle range if you're ever in the area. And so me and my missus went, and my son and his mate, and Sarah won a cap because she put three of
cap
the
cap in an ass.
Yeah, she popped a cap in an ass. Because she put, like, there were these like dots on this bit of paper, and you had to shoot six of them out of nine. And she got like seven of them. She was amazing. She's like a marksman.
In Houston, they have something called a conceal carry license, which means basically you can carry a gun down your pants. And to get a conceal, what would you think the legal implications would be to get a concealed gun license?
Is it the Fourth Amendment? I can't remember what they're...
Yeah, but what process do you think you'd go through?
All right, okay. So I'd reckon you'd have to show your driver's license, then wait 2 days.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as that. You turn up, you fill in a form, and you give them $20, and you get a concealed handgun license.
Have you got any mental illnesses? Nope. Yeah, then you're good.
Yeah. Excellent. Well done. Here you go. So, Ranji, you don't see it very often, but because Houston's a bit more cosmopolitan these days, but if you go like a little bit further out towards like Galveston and that way, you do see some old guys wearing Wrangler jeans and cowboy boots with a holster and gun.
But I think I'd feel more safe with someone who's got a gun on their like hip and knows what they're doing than just walking into a city where like anyone can have a gun and rob you. Do you know what I mean?
This shooting range I was at, when I went in there, there was a guy in there and he got kicked out, which was quite surprising. But he got kicked out. So I went in there and he was wearing like safety glasses, full camo, with a SWAT team banner on his back. And he was shooting from the hip, you know, when they shoot down here like that. And the guy went in and said, "You're not allowed to shoot from the hip in here, so stop it." So he went, "Oh, okay, okay, okay." So he started shooting like that.
What was he preparing for?
Armageddon, by the looks of it.
Bad eyesight.
guns in America are like, I know it's their like legal right and everything to do it, but I think it's frightening, to be honest.
Well, I think guns are cool as a thing, but when you start shooting other people, that's when they become uncool.
Yeah,
like if they were just used for sport and stuff, that would be.
Have you ever seen that airsoft stuff that goes on?
Yeah, yeah.
That looks quite good fun, actually.
I thought about getting into that. And I looked into it, and some of the guns are quite expensive. And I think, I don't know if you've got to have a license for them. I can't remember. But like,
they're only like soft BBs, aren't they? They're nothing.
But do you know what would piss me off about that? Everyone going on like the fucking John Rambo.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. And like they've got the full ghillie suits on and they're just sitting waiting for you. And it's like,
yeah.
Dude, you're firing big beans.
Have you ever seen those videos online when they're like, they're hiding there in their ghillie suits and then they take their gun out and it looks like the absolute business and it goes,
and someone goes,
shot in the eye.
Could have died.
I think if you get shot in real life, you don't turn around and go, "Oh, you nearly hurt us there." Well,
and also there's times where they get shot and they don't know they've been shot.
Yeah.
It's like, did you hear something?
I bet that is a sport? Can we call it a sport?
Well, I guess it is, yeah. There's a skill to it, isn't there?
I reckon that's a hobby. Crammed full of wankers.
That's what put me off. Right. I mean, there was something cool about it, like getting the guns and like going out for a couple hours running around and stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. It's probably full of dicks.
Also, you would automatically think that you're as good as your character in Call of Duty. And then you'll all of a sudden realize that your character in Call of Duty can run for 10 mile nonstop and you can't even run for 100 meters nonstop. Like wheezing at the end of it with your plastic gun.
Yeah. So like if you play too much Warzone and you're just kind of running around, I would also forget to reload, I think.
Funny receipt coming out of the end of it. Bloody things out there. Yeah. So I need to have a think about what else I've got in my bucket list.
I've got one more, which we've already talked about, is going on a cruise and seeing penguins.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd go for that.
Also, I've got another one. Having a dangerous fight. Where have you gone?
Well, I just had to disappear for 1 second there because I'm really sorry, but my headphones have run out of battery.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, I can hear you if you can hear me.
Do you know what else is on my bucket list? You having fucking tech that works.
No. So, can I change... excuse me. Can I change it back to the beer a second?
Yeah. I've drank it.
You've drank it?
Yeah.
Mate, you're going to be so pissed it's untrue.
I'm already feeling it a little bit, to be honest.
I've got like rosy cheeks on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what looks really weird when I take off my headphones and look at myself in this thing. All of a sudden I've got crazy out in the rain hair. So sorry about that.
It's fine. Looks fine.
So shall I ask the question? Do you think we should get to that time?
Yeah, let's go.
So, mate, we've had Polly's wind fever.
Oh, actually, I haven't drank it all. I've got some left in the can. I forgot about the can. I am pissed.
That's because you're so drunk.
Look how much I've got left as well.
Half a pint.
Yeah.
Right, I'm asking the question anyway. So we've got Polly's wind fever, triple IPA, 10%. Dan, is the lager on or the lager off?
Right, before I answer that, I'm just going to say something. I think the trick to beer is drinking two higher percentage beers. I'll start again.
So hang on, can I just reiterate that?
My brain couldn't think of words.
You think the answer to beer is drinking two higher percentage? I've forgotten what I was going to say. This is not.
But it's
a
unfair
great
when you do it like that.
This is not a great advert for triple IPAs.
Right? Can I go again?
Go again.
I think the trick to enjoying alcohol and beers is to have a couple of strong ones instead of like six weak ones.
Yeah, 100%. I'd always, yeah, 100%'s
a bit strong, but 10%'s fine.
So there's a beer just come out that I've been trying to get my hands on. I've managed to get its baby brother, but I haven't been able to get the big brother yet. It's just been released, and it's a 25%. IPA.
Wait, what is that? What can size does that come in?
330. You like a can of Coke?
That's like spirits volume.
Yeah, yeah, 25%. I've managed to get a can of its little brother, which is 19%.
Oh, is that the one you sent us? Yeah, a picture of.
Yeah. So, that might, you never know, that might make a show next.
How much would one of them cost?
I don't know. I think it was about. I don't know. Actually, I'm not even going to guess.
I imagine the higher the volume, the more expensive it is.
Yeah, it's probably a tenner or something like that, 12 quid maybe.
No, that's not too bad, I thought. So, well, it is, but it's not as expensive as I thought it was going to be.
They're not like bottle of spirits type of of levels. Okay, so, Dan, is the lager on or the lager off?
The lager is off.
The lager's off.
I mean, basically, we can almost stop asking whether the lager's on or off now, can't we?
Yeah, I think we've still got to do it, though, just for tradition.
And this podcast seems to be becoming less about beer and more about absolute ramblings.
Especially after I've had 10% beers. I'm actually really feeling this now. I need to think about everything I'm saying.
Well, I've still got mine, so I'm going to go down the hatch.
Yeah, down it down the hatch.
Still a rim shot for me, that one. Still a rim shot.
Okay, mate. Well, I've enjoyed that. It's been fun. Talking about guns and bucket lists.
And drunk guns. That's the next thing. No, let's not think of that. All right, buddy.
Yep. We'll see you in the next one.
Let's call it a day there. And
stop. I've got to say something.
Tell me.
You know our call for comments last episode?
Yes.
We've had some comments.
I've heard.
Yeah, and they've been really positive. So
good.
I'm not going to name names, but everyone who's put comments on YouTube, thank you very much for those. I've responded back to every one of them, and keep them coming. And actually, no one called us fatties.
But they did call us cunts. So
accurate.
So let's try again then. So please come back at us with your comments, regardless of what they may be. Preferably don't call us fatties, but you can call us. I bleeped myself out there. Did you hear that? I alcohol bleeped myself out. Right, I'll list them. You give the handles because I can't remember them all. Instagram.
At the Lagers Off Podcast.
YouTube.
At the Lagers Off Podcast.
Facebook.
The Lagers Off Podcast.
Podbean.
The Lagers Off Podcast.
So there's a theme here. So if you
The only thing I don't know is TikTok because you set that up.
The Lagers Off.
Oh, fuck, obviously.
So basically, just put the Lagers Off, the Lagers Off, all one word, anywhere on the internet, and you should hopefully find us. But what I would implore is that please follow us.
Yeah, give us a follow. I'm starting to put more stuff on Insta. I'm trying to be as funny as possible. I don't know if it's working, but it's good crack.
Yeah. So yeah, please follow us. Instagram is what we do the most. Obviously, on the Podbean, that would be great if you'd subscribe to this podcast. That would absolutely... Well, we've done a call out for comments. We've had some comments. We'd really like to get some subscribers now and start building that subscriber list. So please, please do if you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, mate. That's been lovely. I'll see you soon.
Next time.
Yep. Bye-bye.
See you, mate. Bye.
The Lagers Off.